My guest is Kim Young, who is with Wolfhaven. What's your position there? Are you the PR person? Is that your job?
Hi, Dick. It's great to see you again. I wouldn't say PR. It's Director of Communications.
There we go.
I do handle the press releases.
I like those titles.
Right.
Now, there are people listening now who they've heard of Wolfhaven. They've never been there. And there are people listening who've never heard of Wolfhaven. It kind of explains itself in the title. You take care of wolves.
We do. Wolfhaven is a sanctuary for captive-born, displaced wolves. So we take care of wolves that typically come from breeders. They were bred and sold as pups, often to unsuspecting people who think, how cool would it be to own a wolf or a wolf dog? And then, of course, by around the age of two, they change their minds often and think, this isn't working out. So the lucky ones, I put lucky in quotes, they end up at Wolfhaven for the rest of their lives where they can live out their lives as a wolf.
I suspect some owners simply put them down.
Well, that does happen, yes. We have rescued some animals whose owners had been about to put them down. We've rescued wolves who were confiscated by the state that were being raised solely for their pelts, for the fur industry. We've rescued wolves from just about every state, honestly, including Alaska, California, of course, our own state, Washington. I do have some exciting news to share. We just acquired a sanctuary in Bridger, Montana. So we're going to have a satellite facility. We have a satellite facility. It has been in existence since the 1920s. And once again, it comes with 30 plus wolves. We're going to let them live there through the rest of their lives and just remain wolves, be themselves in captivity.
So you're merging with another company. I mean, you're becoming a conglomerate. So what's the Wolfhaven in Montana called?
We will be calling it Wolfhaven International. Right now, though, what we've acquired is McCleary Buffalo Wolf Foundation. And a gentleman named Dr. McCleary began it in the 1920s at the time that wolves were being extirpated throughout the United States. He was afraid they were going to be completely extinct. He began paying the government to acquire some wolves and wolf pups so that he could keep wolves from becoming extinct. So the 30-plus wolves that live there now are descendants of those wolves that he purchased in the 1920s.
This McCleary guy, is a town named after him?
No, I wondered that too. It's spelled a little different. It's two E's, M-C-C-L-E-E-R-Y. His name is Dr. McCleary with two E's.
And how long ago was that he started this?
He started it in the 1920s. Now, he's passed away, and it has since gone into the hands of his assistant. His assistant has since passed away. It has now gone into the hands of the children of the woman who ran it, and now we've just acquired it from them. So we'll be taking care of it in perpetuity.
Now, one thing we haven't mentioned on the program yet is where Wolfhaven is. It's near Tenino, right?
It is in Tenino. It's not far from Tumwater. You just take Old Highway 99 south, and before you enter the town of Tenino, you see signs that direct you on to Offutt Lake Road, and that's where our sanctuary is. We are open for sanctuary visits Friday through Sunday during the spring and summer. And we're going to start a youth-focused sanctuary visit in July and August. We haven't really done that before, and we wanted to do something a little bit shorter for elementary school children who have perhaps a shorter attention span. So those are the second and fourth Saturdays at 11:30 in July and August.
How many acres do you have?
Wow. We own 82 acres in Tenino. Now, that doesn't mean they're all open. Many of those acres are rare prairie land, Mima Mound prairie, actually. So the majority of the land is prairie that we are restoring to its natural, pristine state with the help of a lot of other conservation groups. We have our wolf sanctuary. A large portion of the wolf sanctuary is not open to anyone but animal care staff, and that includes me. I only see in person the same wolves that are on the public route that visitors see. And that's because wolves, by nature, are not socialized to human beings. They like the company of other wolves. And as a sanctuary, we don't want to force them into any kind of a stressful situation. So only those that are the most relaxed around people are actually visible on the public route and to me.
How safe is the area around Wolfhaven? You have 80-some acres, mm-hmm. but do the neighbors ever get nervous that maybe one of them will escape? And have any wolves ever escaped?
That's a great question. We are very safe because each enclosure is 11 feet tall. It's 8 feet of chainmetal fence with a 3-foot tip-in at the top, and then there's chain link buried underground as well because wolves can dig. In addition to that, we've got a second exterior fence that goes all the way around the property. We have not had wolves escape from our property. We have, during some of the terrific snowstorms, had a pair of wolves get out of their enclosure because a branch smashed down one side of the enclosure. They didn't leave the wolf enclosure per se, but our sanctuary director came out of her residence and noticed some wolf paws where there weren't supposed to be wolf paws in the snow. She said, uh-oh. So the animal care staff got together and they got the wolves back in their enclosure and had the fence repaired.
How big is the staff at Wolf Haven?
You know, it's gotten bigger and bigger. I've been there 10 years and we are now at 20. That's not all full-time. It's part-time and full-time, but it's quite a good size. And I have to say, I think the two areas that have grown the most have been animal care. We've got quite a few people in animal care because we have so many wolves. At Wolf Haven in Tenino, we've got, 61 animals. Now that we've acquired the property in Montana, we have over 30 more. So that's over 90 wolves we're taking care of on a daily basis. The other department that's grown a lot recently is education, and that's one of our primary focuses, is to get out there, talk to all kinds of groups. We go to REI, we go to youth groups, Girl Scouts, Boy Scouts, senior centers, libraries. Of course, groups come to us, and we want to talk about not just wolves, but wildlife in general and how humans can live with wildlife and help keep the ecosystem healthy and make sure that it's not just us that sees some of this wildlife, but that our children and grandchildren, that they're able to live with the same kind of wildlife that we have been able to.
Now, the wolves at Wolf Haven, I'm concentrating on Tenino.
Sure.
Are they all purebred wolves, so to speak, or are they, you know, half dog, half wolf?
The majority are wolves, but we do have, I'm going to say, about 9 what we call wolf dogs. It's just as you described. It's a hybrid between a wolf and a dog. Our mission is to conserve and protect wolves and their habitat, and we concentrate on rescuing wolves in need, but sometimes there are circumstances in which a wolf dog is also very much in need, and we have the space. It just depends on if we have the space. Unfortunately, in many places, it is legal to breed and sell and buy wolf dogs, and there's a need for a lot of sanctuaries for wolf dogs. We probably could be just a wolf dog sanctuary if that was our mission. We get that many calls.
I don't know why anybody'd want a wolf dog. I've seen only one out in a public area in a shopping center parking lot in the back of a pickup truck. And I'll tell you, I wouldn't want to come face to face with that animal if it didn't like me.
No, it's not fair to the animal more than anybody. The animal didn't ask to be crossbred, you know. It's neither wolf nor dog. It's kind of in another world.
But it's a living creature.
But it is a living creature. It's a sentient being. That's what we believe about all wildlife and all domestic life. They're all sentient beings. And one thing I've learned at Wolf Haven is that each wolf dog, we even have 2 coyotes, very unique, very different personalities. We were talking about cats earlier, and just like each cat has a distinct way of behaving and acting, I've seen that in wolves too and wolf dogs.
How unique is Wolf Haven? Are there other Wolf Haven type organizations across the country and around the world? Or
there are wolf sanctuaries, there are wolf dog sanctuaries around the U.S. and the world. We're all a little bit different. There's no federal regulation of all of us. I will say that we're unique in that we're the only wolf sanctuary in the world that is globally accredited. There's an organization called GFAS, Global Federation of Animal Sanctuaries, and they have a very high standard, a very high bar for the type of animal sanctuaries that they will accredit. And we are the one wolf sanctuary that has managed to reach that bar. We're also accredited by the American Sanctuary Association. And basically, our primary mission, besides caring for the wolves, is to let them be alone, so we're very hands-off. Many sanctuaries do socialize their wolves as much as they can. They raise them as pups with human interaction. We choose not to do that. We don't typically have younger wolves, and we accept them as they are. We let them be wolves. We pair them up with a mate of the opposite sex, and we let them live out their lives as a wolf would.
My guest, Kim Young, who is the communications director. Am I close on that?
That's pretty good.
For Wolf Haven. Haven in Tenino and now Tenino in Montana. We're just about at the end of our interview here, Kim. So you brought zillions of notes with you, and I don't know if we touched upon anything or not.
We did.
But as we wrap this up, Wolf Haven is near Tenino.
Yes.
You should call Wolf Haven,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, really, there's two ways you can make a reservation to go on a sanctuary visit. You can either go directly to our website, wolfhaven.org, and you'll see a link on the homepage that says make your reservation and takes you to a calendar. Or you could call us at 360-264-4695. Extension 220, and we can do it over the phone.
Okay, and now those are some of the basics. Anything you want to say in closing here?
I just want to say we've been around since 1982. That's 36 years, and it only is possible because of people like your listeners. We don't get government funding. We rely on donations, and we're very grateful to all of you out there for helping to care for these wolves all these years.
Kim Young with Wolf Haven, thanks for the update, and thanks for being on It's Your Community.
Thank you for the invitation. I enjoyed it.
Coming up next on It's Your Community, Danny Burkett with Stand Up for Kids. Stay tuned.